Have you heard? The Pittsburgh Steelers face the Green Bay Packers at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas for Super Bowl 45 on Sunday. No duh. But millions of people will be there to watch the commercials. But since the airtime for these spots is about $3 million a pop, Rent-A-Center, the national rent-to-own retailer, decided to join another trend. Instead of buying ads, they're producing a pregame show with Super Bowl stars past and present. It's called Inside the Rings with Troy Aikman. Here's a clip where NFL commentator Joe Buck asks last year's winning MVP quarterback Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints, about an unusual play.
You guys were down by four at the half, and then Sean Payton, your head coach, I assume, tells the team at halftime, hey, I think it's a good idea we start the second half with an onside kick.
I kind of looked at our offensive coordinator and said, is this in the game plan? I mean, are we running this? And at first you just think, we're experimenting. But then the next day you see the kick again in practice, and the next day and the next day. And to the point where Sean tells us all in the meeting, the team, it's not a matter of if we're going to run this ambush, as we called it. It's when.
So you might be asking, where's the ad? This is called Brandon Entertainment, and here now, senior media analyst and Boston University mass communication professor John Carroll is here to tell us more. Where is the ad?
Well, the ads will run during the program. So what this is basically advertising in sheep's clothing. Rent-A-Center goes out and makes a program that looks like entertainment programming, and they will also run ads during this program, so it'll look even more like regular programming. Their spokesman is Troy Aikman. So the ads reinforce the program. The program reinforces the ads. And basically, this is the trend for advertisers not to sponsor entertainment content, but for advertisers to create their own entertainment content.
Well, and, again, it's called branded entertainment, and it feels sort of like something we know, maybe infomercials at late night that sell knives, except for what?
Except that you don't know this is branded entertainment. When you watch an infomercial, you know it's an infomercial. It's pretty clear 99 out of 100 times. Here, there's no indication that Rent-A-Center made this program, so you're looking at it as if it's independently produced, and that's exactly the effect they want.
Well, and, your thoughts on that? Some might say, that's brilliant. What's wrong with that? More pre-game shows.
Well, I've always believed that you have the right to know when you're being advertised to. So this is one of those sort of marketing in disguise kinds of initiatives. But also, this is a question of editorial credibility. If people start thinking that brands are making a lot of the editorial content out there, we've already had the commodification of news. This is like the commercializing of entertainment programming. So you don't know who's made the program. You don't know actually if you're being marketed to or not. And that's sort of the slippery slope that I worry about.
Yeah, and there's two kinds of these branded entertainment shows. One in which, as we just heard, the producers of the product pay for the show themselves.
And then the other one is an independent company that basically sells off the segments. So you have a lifestyle entertainment magazine style show, and the subjects of the segments have paid to be the subjects of the segments, but the viewer doesn't know that.
Right. Well, let's listen to another one. Starting this weekend, General Motors is rolling out its own show. It's called Inside the Vault. It features NFL commentator Chris Collinsworth and others, and this is being described as a men's lifestyle show, sort of GQ for TV.
What inspires, excites, and drives today's man? I'm Chris Collinsworth. Join me, Jill, and Alonzo as we uncover the answers inside the vault.
So, again, we don't see anything GM-related, but will inside the vault be, a Chevy?
I don't know if they can fit that inside the vault, but I think that what you're going to see is this is another lifestyle show, and it's supposed to be travel and food and that kind of thing. I think you're going to see automotive segments as well. I think you're going to see people in cars that are made by GM sort of in the background, and then you're also going to see GM ads as the show progresses.
But, as we watch these shows, they're just a little bit cheesy. The quality isn't all that great. And I'm thinking if they were trying to avoid a $3 million 30-second ad by doing an hour-long show, they're not spending a lot of money on that show.
I think they're spending what they need to spend. I don't think that they need to worry too much about the production values. I think that it fits in with a lot of other kinds of programming that's out there. Not everything is produced as well as The West Wing was. And so I think what they're looking to do is just make an impression. And this is all about your brand culture. This is all about engagement. This is all about trying to communicate something about your brand in a different way.
And it isn't new. Procter & Gamble, other companies did this for decades with soap operas. Let's listen.
portion brought to you today by Moist and Easy Cake Mixes from Duncan Hines. Taste like you fussed, but you didn't. And by Head & Shoulders, the shampoo that's strong.
Let's have a moment of silence for As the World Turns, which actually went off the air last year. But for more than 50 years, Procter & Gamble produced the show, and they still produce the People Choice Awards. But other than that, they got out of the TV production business. So, you know, a little bit more on the difference between what they were doing. I mean, they have content, but you could say watching these NFL stars do interviews is content too.
Yeah, the only thing that's missing is the upfront disclosure that this is Rent-A-Center that has put this together. I mean, television, the networks went from selling blocks, hour-long blocks of time, to realizing they could make more money if they sold two-minute ads, one-minute ads. They kept getting shorter, 30-second ads. And so they changed the basic revenue model of network television. This is sort of bringing something back, but it's bringing it back in a much less blatant way than they did back in the days when the Procter & Gamble invented the soap opera.
And just staying with the Super Bowl for a second, Pepsi, which was one of the biggest advertisers on Super Bowl Sunday, last year they didn't run ads. They had this experiment where they put $20 million in local grants, and then people competed for the grants, you know, small-town bands and things. So they thought maybe they could do it outside the ads. This year they're back with ads. Is there a sense that, you know, these things are fun to try, but really you don't get as much bang for your buck unless you're right in the game?
What they were banking on was social media, that people would put their proposals in, they would rally their friends on Facebook and Twitter and try to get them to vote for them so that they would get the $25,000 grant to refurbish the football locker room or whatever it was. Yeah. Social media are a great sort of supplement to mass marketing, but they don't replace mass marketing. And I think a lot of brands are finding that it's good as a sort of a sidecar, but it doesn't really drive the engine.
But still, it's fun. We just want to listen to a couple more. This, for instance, was our favorite. It was a YouTube sensation first.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me.
Now, here's an Old Spice campaign. That went viral last year. But this year, Chanel hired Martin Scorsese to create this short film, Bleu de Chanel. It doesn't translate that well. It's kind of hard to... It's a man who might be an actor, obsessed with a woman, cameras flash. Listen.
I'm not going to be the person I'm expected to be anymore.
So just briefly, John Carroll, if you can get someone to talk about you, then you work.
That helps if you get someone to talk about you. I mean, what marketing people are saying now is editorial is the new advertising. So look for this to happen more and more as we go forward.
Yeah. Here and now, media analyst in Boston University College of Communications, Professor John Carroll. The point is, what will we be talking about on Monday morning, the game or the ads?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe both.
Yeah. By the way, do you have a bet?
I'm hoping for the Green Bay Packers so somebody gets to go to Disney World.
Uh-oh, you just lost your audio because the guy who runs it is a Steelers fan. Bye, John. And you can visit John's blog, Campaign Outsider, at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service, NPRI. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.